Ray Williams, reel one. Right, so you're Thomas Ray Williams, and I've come down here to Swansea. So tell me first of all, Mr. Williams, where were you born?
I was born in Forest, Ponta dell'Ess.
That's just outside Swansea?
That's just outside Swansea, yes.
Right, and give me your date of birth.
16th of the 8th, 24.
Right. And what sort of an area is this? Was this a mining area then?
Templet mainly, and mining. There was the both industries here. We had and agricultural as well, because we are on the borders of the agricultural area of Carmarthen.
So what did your father do?
My father was a templet worker.
You lived in this village, and you moved to this house when?
We moved to where I live now in 1929, in February 29 that was. I was born in a small cottage higher up in the village than where I'm living now. And I've been here since 1929.
You were five then?
And I was 5 years old when we moved down here. And it's quite a nice area, and I done my schooling at Hendy Primary School, and I was there until I was 14, and I left there, and there wasn't much work going on at that particular time, so I had to go to what we used to call a dole school, so that my father, if he was idle, he could claim money for me at this particular school. And I was there until I had some work, which was in the template industry. And it was a short-term period. It was for about 3 months. And I went back to school again. And then I had work in sawmills. And I was in the sawmills up until the outbreak of war, where I moved back into the template industry.
Right. And what were you doing in the template industry?
Well, I was working with the engineers in the template industry, the engine drivers and things. I was doing general labouring work for them in the template industry. And I worked there until 1943, January 43, I had my calling up papers.
Right. Okay, so what did your mother do? Was she at home all the time?
Yes, mother was, yes, we were five children at home. My brother went to the army he joined the territorials, the local territorials in 1939, at the beginning of 1939. So he went away straight away. He didn't come back from camp, which was in the August of 39. He didn't come home. They went straight away local camp until the war broke out. And then he was moved to Ireland then. My sister, in 1940, she joined the WAFs. So she went away, and then in 1943, I was called up, and I was away then.
Right. So how many children all together?
We were five children.
Five children,
yeah. Yes. My eldest sister, which was unmarried then, and then I had my younger sister, which was working in the template industry, and she stayed home with mother through the war.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was Swansea like here during the war? What was this village like?
Well, it was quite peaceful here, just like any village, you know, that...
Did you see, I mean, the Swansea docks were bombed and everything?
Yes, from the works, from the template works where I worked, when it came in evening time, I used to work quite a bit of night shifts, and when I used to work night shifts, the bombing of Swansea, I was in work during the period in February 41 when they got Swansea got the three-night splits. I was at work then, and we were watching it. Actually, I was on top of a gas producer, which was a very high building, which we could see the bombs coming down on Swansea. Yeah.
What do you feel about that? Were you frightened or was it exciting?
Not so much when it was on Swansea, but when some bombs dropped locally just on the hills up here, now that was much more frightening because it really shook the house and everything, you know. Now that was really frightening. Now this house has got a cellar to it, and the roof of the cellars is made of rails.
What, railways?
Railways, rails. So the council said it could be a shelter, an airy shelter, so we used to take all the locals in.
Really?
Yes, so Mother would set it all out with seats and everything, and the council came and they built a wall across the window, the front of the window, to stop blast coming in, and it was this house was in the local airy shelter.
Oh, right. So
we didn't have Anderson shelters here at all.
So did they come as soon as the siren went?
Some did, and others wasn't fussy in coming at all.
Yeah. So how many people could you get in there?
Well, we'd be about 15 to 20 there. Yes.
What was the atmosphere like?
Great, yes.
Really?
Everybody.
What did you do? Did you sing or chat?
Well, yes, the children used to play games and things like that, yes. Mm. Yes, it was quite nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what did you feel about? I mean, did you join the TA or anything?
No, I was in the cadets. Actually, I started with the naval cadets in Swansea. But I found it was too expensive to go in every week to Swansea by bus. So they started the air training corps here. I did go into that for a few months, but then they started the army cadets in locally, and I joined them then, and I was with them, but I was in the ARP as well. I was a messenger with the ARP. Until I went to the army.
Oh, right. So what was the ARP actually doing? Tell me about that.
We had a little, it was an old shop it was, and that was our headquarters, and we used to go down there. We had the phones in and everything, so when there was the sirens used to go, we used to know the different colours of alerts and things. And we used to go out then when the sirens went. We used to go out then, and I was the messenger then. Anything what wanted to go back to the HQ, then I would run and take it back to the HQ.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah. Did you find the war quite exciting then? I mean,
No, I don't think I could say I found the war exciting. I was very apprehensive about the war, yes. I wasn't really happy about it, no.
What did your mother think about, your boys going off to war?
I don't think she was, didn't mind my eldest brother going, but when I went away, she was very reluctant to leave me go. Because actually, I didn't have a very good health in childhood when I was very young. But of course, I came over that. And I was always have been of a slightly nervous disposition. But I got over that through going to work, through the template. When you mixed with the boys, you do get over that.
So, what did your father say to you?
Father again was a little bit of a softy father was. He didn't want to come to see me off and things like
really?
That. No,
really?
Father didn't.
Had he been in the last war?
He tried to get in the last war. He wanted to be in the Navy, but he had flat feet. Father had flat feet, so he couldn't get to the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was in the, actually he was in the mines during the war. Although he worked in the template, during the war he was in the mines, in the First World War.
Mm.
Yes.
So, how did you come to be called up? Do you remember? Did you get a letter?
Well, yes, I had my medical at the YMCA in Swansea. When I come home and I said to mother I passed day one, and she couldn't believe that. But there you are. So, yes, I had my calling up papers come in December.
Do you remember them coming?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember.
Come through this front door, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Of course, the front door wasn't the same then. There was no porch or anything there.
Yeah. But
yes, it would come through the front door.
Yeah. And what were your feelings then, knowing that you were going?
Well, there was a little bit of excitement in that, that I was going away, you know, that and being more or less, I hadn't been away from the locality. It was only on the school trips which he went to the local seaside. To go away, I hadn't been to Cardiff or anywhere. I'd been to Swansea, of course. But going to Cardiff, I'd never been to Cardiff, and so that was a good distance away. So it was the other side of the earth for us to, to get out. So when I got my calling papers and I had to go to Brecon, then it was a bit of excitement.
Yeah. How far away is Brecon?
Brecon's about 43, 45 miles from here, and excuse me, I caught the train from the local station in Pontydlys, and I had with me a local boy. I didn't know him that well, Harry Waters, and Harry said to me, "I'm going to be an officer." So I thought, "Oh, I don't think I want to aspire to that height." So anyway, Ari and I went up, but when we got to the camp, Harry was posted away from me, so we went up on the train from the village, as I said, to the Bilth Road, and then we changed at Bilth Road for Brecon. Excuse me. And we got to Brecon Station, and then we were marched. Then there was an NCO waiting for us to arrive there, and we were marched down to the barracks in Brecon, where we were kitted out with our kids. And then we marched from there to Derryn Lions, which was the camp just outside Brecon, which was General Service Corps camp at that time. And we got there and we got kitted in, and I found that most of the recruits in the same hut as me were all nearly all Williamses. So we were all called by our numbers. By our last
number?
Yes, my last number was 07. And the person sleeping, we had double bunks, and the person living sleeping below me was 05. And then there was 04. And it was up to numbers going up to about 28, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Williamses?
Mostly Williamses, yes, yes.
So what were the NCOs like?
Very good. The in the hut we had when we got there, we had a Corporal Cotton. He was an old lag, he was, really, and he was like a father to us. He was really good. He served with the South Wales Borderers, which was the regiment of Brecon at that time. And our sergeant was Sergeant Davies, although we didn't see the sergeant so much. It was only on parade we used to see Sergeant Davies. He was an ex-Welsh Guards man, he was. And he wanted to be the best squad every time that passed out. He wanted to have the best squad, so we did have quite a bit of hard training with him.
How did you take to the training? I mean, the corporal put you right on a lot of things.
Yes, yes. The corporal Cotton was really nice. He set us all out what we had to do and everything like that. And yes, he was very good. At that time, I thought it was really great to be in. But I hadn't been in long, and I had high temperature, a bit reluctant to go to the MOs, as I'd only just joined. So anyway, I eventually went down to the medical office. I reported sick, and he was astonished. He said, "You should be dead," he said. Your temperature is 104, he said. So he rushed me down to the barracks, to the sick bay in the barracks in Brecon. And I was there for 5 days. And he transferred me then to Buckland House, which is a very large mansion outside Brecon. And the medical people had taken that over, the army medical people, and there was Queen Alexandra's nurses and down there. So I was down there for a few days, and then they sent me from there to recuperate at Garth House, which was run by the Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance. So I was there for about 10 days before coming back to the for training.
You were fit again then?
Yes, I was back fit again then. Yeah. Yes, I didn't want to stay too long away, because they used to say then about that if you were too long away from your unit, that it would transfer you. So I didn't want to leave the boys, which I'd got to know. One of them, which I still know today, I'm still in touch with him today, and he is 05 and I'm 07. And our numbers are exactly the same, except for the 7 and the 5. And he lives in Colchester now at Wivenhoe, and I'm still in touch with him.
Right. What's his name?
George, and he was a Cockney.
Yeah.
A proper Cockney.
Yeah. George,
as he's George Williams.
Yeah.
Yes. And as I say, I'm still in touch with George. Yeah. And most of the time, while I was with the regiment, I was with George until we went to Normandy.
Right.
And that's where we parted company.
Yeah. Do you remember your commanding officer when you were training?
No, no idea. No, I can't remember. None of the officers.
You didn't have no. Much to do
no, with no, not with, much with the officers at all. it's very strict in training. We used to go down to, we had plenty of time in the evening to go to Brecon, which I enjoyed. There was some boating there, which we used to go in the evenings, in the summer evenings. We went down on the on the river, boating. Church parade, being I was a Methodist, I used to join the parade in camp, and they would march then to the cathedral in Brecon, the Church of England. But when I got to Brecon town, I was dismissed there because I went to the Methodist chapel there, which is Boots today, actually. And then I used to make my own way back to camp. I was in Brecon till June. And then I was posted from... prior to that, we I'd done some driving.
Did they teach you to drive?
They taught me to drive, yes. First of all, we went out on 15 underweights. Mm-hmm. An old guy's 15 underweights we started our training with. And then we transferred from there to Brecon Carriers. Mm-hmm. So... our squad was trained as Brecon Carrier drivers, and we then posted from there to different regiments.
Do you remember did you do a passing out parade?
Yes, oh yes, you done your passing out parade, yes, the sergeant took you on your passing out parade, and of course, as on our passing out parade, of course, we were the best squad going again, because Sergeant Davis made sure that we were the best squad on parade.
What was the accommodation like? Were you in wooden huts?
Nissen huts we were in at that time. Although today they're not, they're brick huts today, but at that time they were Nissen huts.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the food like?
Good. The food was good. I had no complaints on army food, actually, right through. I did find it better with the regiment, with the Welsh regiment, with the battalion and with the company cooking. I found that much better than that when we were in a training camp.
Yeah. did you take to army life? You know, where you've got lack of privacy, you're in, you know, in with a lot of other men, and as a
I wasn't too bad, really, because I had mixed quite a bit with the local boys here. So when I got there, and once you got to know the boys, you know, they were a really good crowd there, and I was fortunate to have a nice crowd with me. And as I say, when I was posted, George came with me. We're the only two that joined the 1st 5th Battalion of the Welsh Regiment. And we joined them at Sittingbourne in Kent, actually Milstead, just outside Sittingbourne in Kent.
So just staying on your basic training for the moment. I mean, did they have punishments for people who didn't,
No, I didn't. There was none on our hut had any punishment at that time. We can't. One of the binding jobs there was that you'd done your training in a field alongside the camp, which was quite muddy. And it was a question of coming back and dubbing your boots on top of mud, and then you're back again doing a bit more training and dubbing your on more mud again. And then by the end of the day, you had to scrape all the stuff off your boots to get them polished to go out in the evening then. So it was that was a bit of a bind. We had just to do, we used to march the 10 miles, which we were supposed to, they expected you to do it in 2 hours, the 10 miles in 2 hours training. We'd done cross country runs, we'd done the ranges, firing ranges.
What weapons did you fire?
Well, you'd done your rifle, you had to do the Piat, you had to do the Tommy gun, I think they were, and the Sten. You had to do them, all them, before you left training.
And you had to pass them all, didn't you?
Well, they would pass you out as you've done the training on them anyway,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you were doing your basic drill, did you do any light infantry pace or anything?
No, we weren't light infantry.
Yeah.
The General Service Corps, they're... the usual pace.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you did some route marches?
Yes, we've done some route marches, yeah. Yes.
What was the longest one you did?
In training, we didn't do all that long route marches in training,
right.
But we've done more in, when I joined the battalion, we've
right.
done some quite long ones there.
Right, we'll come to that then. Mm. You did PT every day, did you?
Yes, you've done your PT, yes, the usual PT. Yeah.
Did you do any boxing?
No. I didn't take any sport, actually.
Yeah. So did you, in the basic training, did you do anti-gas precautions? Or
yes, yes, you had to do, yes, and your usual bayonet training and all that,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What was the anti-gas like?
Pretty good, really. I didn't have no difficulty with that.
Did they take you into a building with a mask?
With the masks, yes, and you had to walk right through and, yes, and come out and different types of gases, you know, that you... had to go through. Yes, we've done that. Yeah. Yes.
Were you frightened at the thought of gas?
Not really, not at that time. I don't think I would have been frightened at that time, no.
Right, okay. So did you do any guard duties?
No, not in training. I didn't do guard duties in training.
So
no.
You told me a bit about what you did in your spare time. You went to Brecon and so on.
Yes,
did
yes.
Did you meet any of the local people around Brecon?
No, not really. No.
Yeah.
We went. We used to go as a few friends used to go down together to the village. We'd go and have our chips and as we usually do and round. We didn't do much drinking.
Why was that?
Well, most probably we'd only come to the age of drinking then, at 18. So we didn't, at training, we didn't go down to to the pubs and things like that. It
Did
was
you
usual.
Ever go in the local pubs? Or?
No. Not while
Would
I was
you
in
be
training.
There, or,
oh, most probably, yes. Most probably. No, I can't remember really going to any pubs in Brecon at that particular time anyway.
So what did you know of what was going on in the war? Did you get newsreels or papers or...?
No, at that particular time, I don't think there was that much interest on what was going on. You're so concentrated on doing your training and things like that, that at that particular time, that I can't really recall that it had any effect on me and hearing any news of anything, you know, what was going on at the time.
Did you have any idea where you might be sent, you know?
No, not...
Did you imagine you might go to Africa or...
No idea.
Right.
No idea where we would have been. No. You know, could be stayed in the country, so in this country, so we didn't know what to expect, actually.
So how did you find out the news of where you were going?
Oh, it was posted to us that...
on the notice board.
Yes, that where we were to go and what regiments, because that was the General Service Corps that was. So then you had to, as soon as it got your postings, then you had your badges then to join the regiment then. So I went then to the Welsh Regiment then.
Right, and where was that? What date was that? Do you
remember? It was in June. It was in June. Sometimes it was in June. Sometimes it was. I came on leave first. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had the full week. I think it was about 5 days, I think.
Right.
And
then you had to report?
Yes, to Milstead. I had to report to Sittingbourne. When we got to Sittingbourne, there was a truck at the station at Sittingbourne.
Right, and that was the Welsh Regiment, yeah.
Yes.
So what did you feel about being sent to the Welsh Regiment?
Oh, I was very pleased that I was joining the Welsh Regiment.
Where were the others sent? Were they sent all over the place?
Yes. No recollection where the others, but they were sent to different regiments. There were, of course, the three regiments they were sent to was mainly the South Wales Borderers, the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, and the Welsh Regiment. They were the three. Most of the boys in my platoon went to them. There was about two or three went to the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, and the others went to the South Wales Borderers. And there was. And now George and I went with a 5th battalion, but there was a 4th battalion there as well. So I don't know how many boys went to the 4th battalion.
Right.
But
so did you and George travel down together?
No.
How did you get there on the train?
I travelled from home there, and George, he'd gone on leave, and he travelled on then to
to the... London, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Right. And so you went to Sittingbourne.
Yes, it was the company was at Milstead, just outside Sittingbourne. Mm-hmm. And the truck took us to there, and we were met by Sergeant Matthews.
Which company were you in?
SP Company, because we were carrier drivers, and it was support company, SP Company.
Right.